Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, you know what? Let me get behind the Pacers. Why not?
Yeah, I don't think
I don't know any Pacers fans.
Did anybody leave that series saying the Pacers are so dirty that I can never root for them?
No.
I did not. I thought it was more a reflection of us.
That was more mad at us than them.
Even the DeAndre Hunter foul that did kind of end DeAndre Hunter's chances of being real formidable in the series, I didn't think it was that dirty. I think he met him at the top, and yeah, there was some contact underneath that I see all the time when guys go up for shots. I don't know. Am I wrong?
If they would have called it correctly, they wouldn't even talk about it.
Yes, they should have called it. There's no doubt they should have called it, and they got a chance to review it. It's unbelievable they didn't change it. But I didn't look at that and saying, Draymond Green, right, kicking and flailing, can't control himself. I didn't say any of that. I'm like, it's playoffs. Sucks. It really sucks that he timed it up perfectly at the top.
Did you grow any respect for the Pacers after that series?
A little bit. I did a little bit.
Oh, certainly. Absolutely. I had some respect for him before, and I certainly respect him afterwards.
I respect Halliburton a lot more than I did before that series.
Really?
Yeah. I could see rooting for him, I guess. I'm not rooting, you know, whatever.
Well,
he wins, I go, yeah. Over Brunson.
I didn't personally see. I had never saw the.
It's not like Brunson holds any grudges with him, but his comparison to Donovan Mitchell, like, we're keeping Mitchell. He's going to be here two more seasons. I can't have Brunson winning a title.
You're right.
Or playing for a title.
It's got to be the Pacers.
And being the small guard that gets through.
It's got to be the Pacers. When you had that that one podcast talking about Donovan Mitchell being their sixth man on their team, I go, okay, you guys are too full of yourselves and need knocked down a peg or two. So, yeah, I'm rooting for the Pacers. You're right. You're right on that. If they don't see the field, it's their fault. Who? The rookies. If they don't see the field, it's their fault. Our boss asked us a question on Monday, just in passing. And I wrote it down. If you're 500 late in the season with Joe Flacco, are you wasting your rookies? You said yes.
Well, okay, there's a couple of different variations of this, because you do want a winning culture to get established sooner rather than later. I think we all agree. The problem with 0-16 and 1-15, and you can go back and look at the Philadelphia 76ers and all their tanking, is they never really allowed them to build a winning culture. So they never went out and got players that were winning players that could change things in the locker room, because they were so worried about having less lottery odds. And in the NFL, you have a totally different situation. But tanking in the NFL, you know, can be dangerous. Obviously, if you just get the right quarterback, that can change everything ASAP. We've seen that in Washington. We saw it in Houston. But in this case, I do think that the goal of this year, you know, should be now to see if either Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders can be really good. I think that's your quickest way out of whatever you want to call it. A downturn.
And you are right for the long term. Because Flacco is 40 years old. But I think this goes right along with what I was saying just a couple of segments ago. I want them to get rid of the third and the fifth round label. That doesn't mean they're automatically firsts. That doesn't make them firsts. My issue is, if we talk, well, we got to see what we have in DTR. You said it yourself. We know what we have in DTR. And boy,
well,
did we ever.
We
knew
what
we had in DTR. But they weren't necessarily trying to win. It was, hey, if he goes out there and he plays well, probably won't. But if he does, great. But if he doesn't, hey, we're still going to get a higher draft pick because of that. That's the way they looked at that stuff. Okay, that's in the past. But I think now, you know, you have veterans that you have to answer to, and I don't want to sit there and just give away jobs. Because if I have to just give away them being a quarterback by the end of the season, if you're a 500 team, think about this for just a moment. Who has a more open quarterback competition than us right now? Can you say New Orleans? I don't think you can say New Orleans. I don't think you can say the Giants. I think ours is wide open in the NFL. Am I wrong? Think of a team. As soon as Aaron Rodgers signs in Pittsburgh, that's his job. So there's no quarterback competition there. I have a wide open, quote unquote, competition. I think that's more of a wide open opportunity. Prove to me that you deserve to lead this team. Because if Joe Flacco were 500 late in the season, we were getting closer to the playoffs. It's like, all right, you're one of those teams that are in the hunt. You can make the playoffs at just over 500, probably.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It'd be tough because it's the AFC. It's always been kind of tougher for us over the last few years to get in. Usually it's an NFC, one of those divisions suck up the room and somebody gets in just over 500 or even under 500. You might be on the cusp of making the playoffs. So you're either in or out. And there's plenty of people who say that this is a total waste of time. He's a 40-year-old guy. No, but I've already evaluated. That's what my two first-round picks are. Because if you can't become the starting quarterback on this team in this quarterback room, you're not an NFL starting quarterback. Am I wrong or am I right? I'm right. I know I'm right. Owen, am I wrong? If you can't turn yourself into a starter, that goes for Kenny Pickett too. If you can't turn yourself into the starting quarterback for this team, then I know what you are. Then you really are just a third-round forgotten quarterback or a fifth-round also ran. That's all you are. I'm giving you every opportunity to take this job as a rookie.
So if that's the case, if in this scenario it is Joe Flacco, they're vying all season long for a wild card spot, not going to win the division, but they do that and they just keep with Joe Flacco and he gets the entire year. What the hell are you doing in the draft next year if the quarterbacks look like, they're going 1-2-3. They're going 1-2-3.
You're sitting
on the outside of all of that to begin with.
Do you believe that every team in that position will have to take a quarterback? I don't.
Yeah, so
I think there's usually a team in the top three
that can trade out.
And you
have ammo because you have the Jacksonville.
And I have the extra pick, and I don't know how great Jacksonville's going to be.
What if they're the bad team and you end up with their pick?
Are they going to go ahead and draft another quarterback considering they just signed Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, you got their pick.
Okay. So I can just use it. There you go.
So, okay, that makes it easy. But I'm just saying, what are you doing? Like, what have we done to evaluate those guys? Because we can talk all we want about reps and rookie minicamp and OTAs, because it looks like Joe Flacco is probably going to move to the side and let these guys get all those picks, those reps.
Uh-huh.
Preseason, okay, we'll have preseason tape. But we know preseason is not, it's tough to get anything definitive oftentimes out of preseason. You just really need a real pass rush in the regular season.
When you say we're evaluating, are you giving them both equal opportunity to start a game? Because we went through this with DTR last year, we need to evaluate.
But
him.
I'm not giving
that
them anything.
Pretty quick, I knew how you're doing that.
Owen, how are you doing that if you're 500? If you're 500, then you're going for the wild card spot.
If you're 500 in week 13 or week 13, you're trying to get a wild card.
Yeah. You're trying to win.
Yes,
absolutely.
We're in seven in heaven territory then, and we're talking about whether or not we can get in with that the rest of the schedule.
That sounds like a recipe for a third coach of the year candidacy, if you ask me.
My God, he's going to be like one of those guys with the Emmys stacked up in behind. It's just Coach of the Year awards. That's a hell of a point. Let me get the D in Cleveland real quick. D, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? First off, I think the third and fifth round, like the labels where players is rated, that's more for fans and media. I don't think coaches care that much anymore because they just want to get you on the team. Second off, I think Shador needs to start flat out.
Why?
Because he already is the best prospect that we have. Kenny Pickett has small hands. Dillon Gabriel is too small. Joe Flacco was old. Shador comes with all of the hype. We cannot turn this into a Johnny Manziel.
You say he comes with all the hype, and then you turn right around and say we can't turn this into a Johnny Manziel. What are you saying, D?
Well, my thing with Johnny Manziel, why I bring this in, is because I felt like we should have just put him on the field day one, and if he got beat up and washed out, he washed out. You get rid of the problem. Shador, we got to find out what's going on with him.
No,
so put him on the field first.
No, God, no.
You keep Joe Flacco in the back pocket.
No. What if he's not ready? I'm just going to throw him out there if I know for a fact as a head coach he's not ready to help me win games?
If he's not ready, he's not ready. That's why we got other quarterbacks, Dillon and everybody else.
He's going to be the most hype. They don't just evaluate in games. That's not what they do. They evaluate in practice and camp. They evaluate in the offseason to see whether or not they think that guys can help them win games.
Wasn't Buffalo the first game for Johnny Manziel? And he was lying down on the ground.
Somebody did the Undertaker meme over him, yeah.
And he looked like he was not an NFL quarterback remotely.
If you're 500 late in the season with Joe Flacco, or even, you know what, Kenny Pickett as well, are you wasting your rookies?
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.